There's a quote from Roberto Clemente that goes, "If you have an opportunity to make a difference in this world and you don't, then you've wasted your time on this earth." My dad, Roberto Sandoval Martinez, was born in a town that is so beautiful at the center of the island of Puerto Rico. There's this view where you can see like this cradle of mountains and above it, some of the prettiest sky you've ever seen. My dad grew up blisteringly poor. He was one of 16. They grew up in a home that had a tin roof, and his father, Luis, was a sharecropper. He worked 13 acres of land for tobacco, plátanos, calabaza. My father started balancing being a student and a farmer full-time at about fifth grade. People started to realize that my dad was incredible at farming. He really took to it. And by the time he hit the ninth grade, he had a teacher named Mr. Ortiz. Mr. Ortiz was known as El Angelito in town, which is the little angel. And he told my father, there's this program called the Future Farmers of America. They're looking to get men to leave Puerto Rico to go farm stateside. He said, I can make a connection. They'll give you a loan and you'll be able to buy 13 acres of land. My father does it. He gets the loan. And in 1965, he skips over stateside. But the entire time, he's sending money back to Puerto Rico to make sure that each one of his brothers can come to the States. And when they do, they all hit the ground running. They work themselves incredibly hard. I feel like that kind of nature of giving or looking out for someone else trickled down to me and my siblings. I'm a school teacher. My sister Maddie is a principal, and my brother Rob is a fireman, which is, you know, really cute in a way. It's a very busy town. You know, we all took up one part of being a helper. So now, as a school teacher, I try to seize the moment as much as I can to pass on that kind of goodness and kindness to my students. I teach in North Philly. A lot of my students are leaving countries that have political turmoil. And for them, it's a comfort that I am bilingual. If you come to my classroom, you see a sign that says teamwork makes the dream work. Because I hope to be an angelito to other students, putting my hand back to help someone up, making sure someone else is taken care of. We're all in this together. Teamwork makes the dream work. That, to me, is when I'm doing the most for my country. My name is Zilla Vodnas, and this is the time I felt American.